We're going to talk about some of the new laws, some of the trends, and some tested tips. So there is a, 38 or 40 page paper in there that Connie Cornell and I put together that talks about all of this stuff and more. Obviously, we cannot cover all of employment law in 30 minutes and get you out of here on time. So we're going to hit some of the changes and some of the tips, some of the reoccurring things that I think will be useful to you as you think about handbooks. So let's talk a little Texas issue here. Packing heat, and I've got my, is that Hello Kitty? The Hello Kitty 9mm. So it is an equal opportunity gun law. Employees in Texas, right, can bear firearms. They can have concealed or now, we know at the beginning of the year, open carry, right? So we got a lot of questions from employers. So, you know, what do we do, right? Most employers don't want handguns in the workplace, and there's a lot of controversy behind this. It was really funny on the concealed, on the open carry, I was kind of surprised to learn that Texas was the 45th state to pass that. So it was nothing novel. Most states have some form or shape of this type of deal. It applies to handguns. So if you are licensed and you go through the state process, you can receive either a concealed or an open carry permit that are two different processes, and employees can carry, right? But employers can also prohibit, right, handguns in the workplace. Last night I was watching the news when I got home from work, and on the one of the local stations they had two reports that weren't quite back-to-back, but it was interesting. One was an Uber driver here in Austin witnessed a woman who was being dragged off the street in apparent kidnapping, and he jumps out of the car, goes, and apparently confronts the guy and, like, holds him down until the police get there.